Highbridge Company and The Mysterious Press present The Shanghai Factor by Charles McCary, read by Stephen Boldme. Original material copyright 2013, Charles McCary. Recording copyright 2013, Highbridge Company, and recorded by arrangement with The Mysterious Press, an imprint of Grove Atlantic Incorporated. How do I know this is true? I look inside myself and see. Lao Tzu. Part 1. 1. Those who keep an eye on me think I have a weakness for Chinese women. This is true as far as it goes, but it goes both ways. I am a hairy man, and certain East Asian women like that. My first Chinese girl called sex with me, sleeping with the chimpanzee. Her name was Mei, easy for a chimp to pronounce and remember. We met cute. One day, as I pedaled along Zhongshan Road, she crashed her bicycle into mine. In those days, I was new to the life of a spy, so my paranoia wasn't yet fully developed, but I immediately suspected that this was no accident. My first thought was that Chinese counterintelligence had sniffed me out and sent this temptress to entrap me. Then I took a look at the temptress and wondered why I should mind. She was lying face down, miniskirt awry, next to the wreckage of our two bikes, curtain of blue-black hair, slender legs the color of honey, snow-white virginal panties covering her round bottom. She was in pain, writhing, moaning, sucking.